This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 19th of May. The general synopsis at 1800. An Atlantic low, 985, expected rockall, 987 by 1800 on Tuesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, southeast 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7. Rain, good, occasionally poor. North Utsira, South Utsira, southeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6. Drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s, southeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7. Fog patches, then rain, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Cromarty, southeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 for a time, rain, good, occasionally poor. Forth, Tyne, Dogger, southeast 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7, veering south 4 or 5 later, rain, thundery except in Dogger, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, south or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, rain, fog patches in German Bight, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in German Bight. Humber, Thames, Dover, Wight, south veering southwest 4 to 6, rain, thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, south veering southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Biscay, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Trafalgar, northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 in southeast, elsewhere westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Fitzroy, southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Seoul, southwest 5 to 7, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, south or southwest 5 to 7, rain or showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Irish Sea, southeast 5 to 7, veering southwest 4 to 6, thundery rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, southwest 4 to 6, veering west 5 to 7, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, thundery rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, east or southeast 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, except in Fair Isle, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, rain, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southeast by south 6, 13 miles, 1001, falling. Stornoway, east southeast 3, recent rain, 30 miles, 1003, falling slowly. Lerwick, southeast 5, mist 4 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southeast 4, mist 5 miles, steady. Aberdeen, southeast by south 3, 11 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Lucas, south southeast 3, 14 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Boomer, south southeast 3, 7 miles, 1007, falling slowly. Bridlington, south southeast 3, 7 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 4, 11 miles, 1014. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 3, 11 miles, 1013. St. Catherine's Point automatic, south southwest 4, 1012, falling slowly. Jersey, south 4, slight rain 7 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, south 6, 1010. Scilly automatic, south by west 7, rain 1.5 miles, 1004, falling more slowly. Milford Haven, south by east 5, rain 1 mile, 1004, falling. Aberporth, south southeast 6, slight rain 2 miles, 1003, falling. Valley, south southeast 5, rain 2 miles, 1003, falling. Liverpool Crosby, southeast 4, slight rain 11 miles, 1006, falling slowly. Valencia, south southwest 3, mist 4 miles, 996, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southeast by east 4, rain 1 mile, 1004, falling. Malin Head, east southeast 6, slight showers 13 miles, 998, falling. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation: an Atlantic low will bring rain, showers and strong winds to the coastal waters during the next couple of days, with thundery showers for a time on Tuesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 for a time. Fair, then rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeast 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6 for a time, veering south later. Fair, then rain, thundery showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time, veering south later. Fair, then rain, thundery showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast 4 to 6, veering southwest 4 or 5 later. Fair, then rain, thundery showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly later. Fair, then rain, thundery showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bell. Southerly 4 or 5, increasing 6, veering southwesterly 5 or 6. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bell to Lyme Regis. South, veering southwest 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. South, veering southwest 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. South, veering southwest 4 to 6. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southeast 4 to 6, veering southwest 5 or 6. Rain or thundery showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering southwest later. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Southeast 5 or 6, veering west or southwest 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. southeast 5 or 6, veering south 4 to 6, then southwest 4 or 5 later, rain or thundery showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly 3 to 5, rain or thundery showers. Good, occasionally very poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Wardner Merkin Point. Southeast 5 to 7, veering south 3 or 4, rain or showers, perhaps thundery in south, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Wardner Merkin Point to Cape Wrath. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in south, veering southerly 3 or 4 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And finally, Shetland Isles, southeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7. Mainly fair, then rain, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Have a very good night.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Elon Musk loses his legal battle with AI rival Sam Altman over whether OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, should effectively be a charity.
Mr. Musk can bring his claims and he can tell his stories. But what the nine members of this jury found is that his stories were just that, stories, not facts.
President Trump says he's called off what he calls a very big attack on Iran. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ebola is said to be spreading over a wider area with 118 deaths now confirmed.
I can tell you just with the number of cases we have so far, how quickly we learned so much in such a short period of time, there is no doubt in my mind that this is going to get much worse before it gets any better.
Cuba responds to speculation the US could be about to attack by warning any action would cause a bloodbath. And in English football, sources have told the BBC Pep Guardiola is about to leave Manchester City. First, the latest world news.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. A court in California has handed victory to OpenAI and its chief executive Sam Altman, rejecting Elon Musk's claims that the company abandoned its mission to develop artificial intelligence for the benefit of humanity. A jury found that Mr. Musk was too late in bringing the case. Zoe Kleinman has this analysis.
It's okay to make lots of money from the tech, and it's also okay to compete with rivals, is the message from the case. Prior to the verdict, one economist predicted that the firm had a 50% chance of going bust by next year. Not having to pay billions of dollars to Elon Musk in damages may lengthen those odds somewhat. He himself is unlikely to be seriously wounded by the outcome, but he will undoubtedly continue to swing punches at OpenAI. The verdict may also buy the industry more time with investors. There has been concern the sector's overvalued and could be a bubble that will burst.